All right, Gutterheads, we are back for a week of transfer to Wham. that's the only. But I'm celebrating that the Euros are over because Europe international competition gets in the way of transfers. Transfer Wham, as well we know, it spoils it because no business can be done till after the Euros or the World Cup, as they're always telling us. So now it can be. Josh, Gareth, and Mike, all here to join me. Mike Kearney, Josh Exon, Gareth Roberts, to give them their full titles. I think the one we're going to lead with today is possibly a very live one. It's links that have been building over the past few days to Saul Niguez of Atletico Madrid. Atletico have apparently rejected Liverpool's bid for Saul Niguez. The Reds offered £34 million, of about €40 million, but the Spanish side value him higher, say Mundo Deportivo. Some reports say that Barcelona wants Saul after missing out on Gini Wijnaldum and that Griezmann would be willing to take a pay cut to go back to Atletico. That sounds like bullshit to me. Mike, I don't know how much you have followed Saul Niguez's career. I've followed it very much in the last 3 days. and I'm now quite expert on his career. In fact, I've been exchanging WhatsApp messages with Mo Stewart, who genuinely does know about footballers. I'm no nearer getting to the bottom of a mystery as to why he apparently sort of Europe's and Spain's coming midfielder about 3 years ago. But he starts to lose his place last season as a regular at Atletico and he doesn't make the Euro squad. What do you make of the lad? Before we discuss the veracity of the rumour, what do you make of him as a footballer?
He's obviously at a very, very high level, isn't he? He's been playing at Atletico Madrid for years. He came through there, didn't he? And the maddest thing I know about him is he signed a long contract till about 2026, I think, 25.
And that was 9 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is mad.
And he signed that. Like, he had his first season or two, and then they've just whacked it on him. So they obviously rate him highly. Obviously been a bit in and out this season, gone. I don't know. Because Simeone is very...
A weird fucker.
But he's very rigid, isn't he? And like, he's very, we will play this way. And so Sal's played a lot of positions for that team. And maybe he's just thought, well, I've got better players playing better at the moment. And he's not really about putting big names in. I mean, he's very functional. Simeone's played Trippier a lot on a right-hand side of midfield a bit, as you know, as well as playing right back and stuff. So I think as long as he's got a player doing the job he wants, he doesn't really care. So maybe that explains why he's been a bit in and out over the past couple of years. I don't really know about his injury record, but I would gather it's fine.
Yeah, he's not been injured. I mean, his reading was that in a way, Niguez has been a bit of a victim of, as you're suggesting, of his being able to play in a load of positions. So that when they needed a left back, Niguez got shunted out there. I think this Llorente came in, maybe took his place playing alongside Koke in the middle. And, you know, they did really well, so there was no spec for him.